call the center of an apple?
Cobble.
And what do you call dried fruit in slices, like maybe peaches or apples?
Dried fruit,
This is, the word that's down here is snits. Have you ever heard that?
Dried fruit.
I haven't either. I think that's from another part of the country. What do you call nuts that ripen underground? Nuts that ripen underground. About as big as my thumb. You boil them sometimes. Crack the shell.
Peanuts?
Yeah.
Oh, peanuts, yeah.
Did you ever call them anything besides peanuts?
No. Goobers.
Okay. Is there a difference or is that
no,
just...
No, same thing.
Okay. what do you call a nut that grows on a tree and has two coverings? What kind of nut?
Is that a chestnut?
Yeah, and there's another one.
But it wouldn't be a pecan, would it?
No, the outside usually falls off a pecan, I think. What about one that begins with a W?
Walnut.
Uh-huh. Do you have those around?
Yeah, we have some walnut trees on.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you call the outside covering?
The hull.
And how about the inside one? You know, on a walnut, or I think on chestnuts and some other things too, there's a softer outer covering.
And then hard inside.
Uh-huh.
There.
Uh-huh. So you call the outside one the hull, and what would you call the inside one? Okay. Just call it the shell?
Yeah, just a shell.
Okay. Now, if there was some fruit on the kitchen table that you wanted to squeeze for breakfast, you might say to someone, please hand me...
The lemon.
Okay. And what's another kind of fruit that people eat?
Grapefruit.
Yeah, and something else. Another thing that comes from Florida.
Pineapple.
Well, a lot of times people get this frozen juice.
Orange juice.
Okay. So you'd say, please hand me the...
The orange.
Okay. the children were at the cookie jar this morning, and now the cookies are...
Gone.
Okay. What are some small, hard vegetables that are red on the outside and white on the inside? Sometimes people cut them up and make little flowers out of them. About that big ant, well, sort of shaped like that. Red on the outside, white on the inside. Eat them in salad sometimes, in a toss salad. Begins with an R.
Radishes.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to think of radishes and curry.
What are the red vegetables that grow on vines and the ketchup is made out of? Like what I had in my
sandwich.
Oh,
tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. What are hard white vegetables that grow underground and have skins on them?
Turnips.
Mm-hmm. And what's another one?
Potatoes.
Okay. And what do you call an orange-colored potato?
Yellow skin. Yellow yams.
Okay.
Nancy. Let's see.
Is there a difference between yams and sweet potatoes?
No, that's just yellow yams or just sweet potatoes.
Okay, so you mean you could call them either one and
yeah.
Be the same thing? Okay. Well, when you say Irish potatoes, what does that mean? That means the white ones?
Well, that's just an Irish potato, you know. That's an Irish potato, you know. That's not a sweet potato.
Okay. And then the word potato, does that cover both Irish and sweet potatoes?
No, you'd have to say Irish potato or sweet potato.
Uh-huh. what vegetables makes your eyes water when you cut it up?
Onions.
What are some small ones with green tops?
Shallots, nest onions, and little multiplying onions. I have some to plant now.
The little tiny ones?
Mm-hmm.
What vegetable looks like a lettuce but is heavier and more compact?
Cabbage.
If you had two of these and added one more, you'd have?
Three.
Three what?
Cabbage.
Okay. To remove beans from their outer covering, you have to what the beans?
Shell them.
Mm-hmm. What are some large flat beans that have to be shelled?
Lima beans, butter beans.
Is there any difference between lima beans and butter
beans? No, it's just lima beans, really the name. People call them butter beans.
Uh-huh. What do you call long beans that are green or yellow and that don't have to be shelled?
They're wax bean or string bean.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips that can be eaten?
Turnip root.